Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
All right. Well, cheers to episode 48 of the Sisters Like Us podcast again. So before we jump into the drinks, we are redoing this episode because I fucked up and accidentally deleted half of the footage from last week's episode. I thought it had transferred from the thing that you stick in the camera to record.
SIM card?
Yes. I thought it had transferred to my computer and because it said it was done. And then so I deleted it off the SIM card without checking to make sure it had actually transferred. And the first two files of last week's episode that we recorded did not make it.
It's tough.
It's very tough. So here we are again, doing episode 48 again. Some of the topics we talked about last week, I put on the list to make sure we touch on them. And some of them will just forever be in the abyss of...
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's fine. But the other thing that we talked about at the beginning of that episode, I want to make sure we say before the drinks, is the mics. So in 47, we were holding the mics. If you don't watch us on YouTube, we were holding the mics with the intention of using that audio. And that audio turned out like shit. And we have not figured... There was just a big echo. There's something about holding them that was causing this huge echo. And we haven't figured it out yet. And so for now, we're just using the mic that is attached to the camera, which is actually a really good mic, truthfully.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, we have the mics and they're good quality and I want to use them. But for now, we are just going to stick with the camera.
Yeah.
So the drinks for this week, we are going to try them again. We did try them last week.
Yeah.
Luckily, the package that we bought came with two of every flavor. And so we have another one of every flavor to try this week. It just won't be first impressions.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like overall, like all of these, like we enjoyed, like
yeah.
There wasn't anything that we were like, you know, I think the only thing like to know is like, I don't typically go for a spicy marg. I talked about that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You did.
But
say
for
that.
Some reason, like in a can, it tastes better.
Yeah. So let's do the same thing we did last time. Start with the regular.
Okay.
And you start because you like to do the open. Sorry. The brand is Cazadores. I don't know what that means.
And I don't feel like there was anything to note about it. Oh, it's gluten-free.
It's gluten-free. It's about 6%. And I don't remember. The calories were on the box, but we got rid of the box, so.
So. Yeah, it tastes better cold and from the can.
Yeah, so last week the cans did not get cold fast enough, and so we did try them, like, slightly chilled out of the can and then poured them over ice.
Yeah.
It's better like this.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's the classic marg. It says tequila, orange liqueur, lime juice, natural flavors, and sparkling water. And they are bubbly, but they're not, like, super bubbly.
So the only difference between that one and this one has jalapeno juice.
Mm-hmm. Classic spicy marg.
Yeah, that's good.
It's good.
Like, it's really good.
I love a spicy marg. Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Like, really good.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's very, very good. And then the last one is a Paloma.
Yeah. Which is essentially just grapefruit soda in tequila.
Yeah. Which is exactly what it is at a bar, right?
Yeah.
Tequila soda with grapefruit.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about grapefruit I just don't like.
Oh, this is sweeter though. This one is sweeter than the Margs.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're... I don't know what's making it sweet. I guess the grapefruit soda they use probably has some sort of sugar in it.
Yeah.
Because it does taste a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
Yeah, it's good.
We recorded the pod and tried all these. And then we all went out to dinner as a family. And we went to Mexican and had margaritas, which is why we were doing margs on the pod. And then we came back and I drank this.
The marg she brought was so bad.
Yeah, it was not good. It's not that brand.
Like,
it was just that flavor. Mom bought like, it was one of the 1800 ones, but it was like the wild berry.
Yeah.
It was not good. Yeah. But when we got back, I drank the Paloma while we finished Nobody Wants Us.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. Already renewed for season two.
Yeah, really cute.
Which I'm hoping, you know, I feel like we've talked before about TV shows taking a really long time to come back. And for shows like Bridgerton, right, where the sets and the costumes and this huge cast, right, like, and they're 60-minute episodes, right, it takes a long time to make that. For something like this, where it's everyday clothes, small cast, 25-minute episodes, like, it's gotta be not long, I would hope. Right?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Like, when they're like, yeah, you have another 2 years until another House of the Dragon, I'm like, okay, fine, like, dragons, like, sure.
Yeah,
But this kind of a sitcom, I feel like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my random thought. No. Which one are you going to drink?
What do you want to drink?
I will drink any of them.
I don't care.
I really like this one, but because it's sweet, I feel like I don't want to drink
you
it
have
first.
You have the spicy margarita since I had it last time, and I'll drink the regular.
Sure. Okay. I'll have the spicy one. Okay. I feel like we kind of touched on this last week, and then some stuff has happened since, but Halloween. So you celebrated 2 weekends ago, originally.
Yeah.
With your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about your murder mystery party?
Oh, yeah. So my friends and I did, like, a murder mystery, and, like, we got our characters, like, a couple days before, and we got to, like, dress like them, and there was like outfit inspo and stuff, but it was literally so much fun because like I literally like we've just like done theater before, so like pretending like it's just fun, like it was literally just like you had to be in character like the whole time, like, and you just like have to take it seriously or then it's just like not fun,
right? Yeah. How many people were there?
Maybe like 12.
Okay. And were you like, was the whole time
you were in character?
No, I knew you were in character. But, like, was it about, like, the whole time you were doing stuff related to the solving the mystery?
So, the killer knew they were the killer the whole time. And the murderer.
That's so fun.
And the person who died, like, knew they were dying the whole time. So, like, you basically get, like, in each round, like, a little, like, card that says, like, in this round, these are the clues that you need to reveal. And these are the clues that you need to conceal. So, like, these are the things that these are people you need to talk to. Everyone has name tags. These people you need to talk to. These are people that you need to, like, say things to. So, like, you might be like, oh, you have to say to this person, like, are you going to break up with that person because I want to pursue you? And then it's like, you know, like, it's like that kind of thing. Or, like, go talk to your best friend. Hattie was her name. Was my best friend.
How many things did you have to do?
It was probably, like, 4 and 4. And so then it was, like, 4 things, like, that you shouldn't talk about.
Okay.
And so a lot of us, like, fucked up and, like, said the things that we shouldn't talk about. And then we started, like, messing around because then it was, like, we were all basically, like, having an affair with the same guy.
Okay.
And, like, with our own boyfriends. And we were just, like, all, like, fighting with each other and, like, screaming. And then I, like, came up with, like, all this other crazy shit. Like, it was just, like,
you went off book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all went off book. Yeah. But it was so fun. Like, I was, like, someone was a reporter. And, like, I was, like, just, like, I got with everybody. So, like, I was, like, asked for the reporter's number. And then I told the reporter, like, something that, like, wasn't in anything. And I just, like, wanted people not to guess that I was the murderer, even though I wasn't.
That's so funny.
Because I didn't know the murderer knew who they were.
Who they were?
Yeah.
Oh. Because you thought that was going to be revealed at some point. That would almost be better.
Well, because, like, so all the lights go out at one point, and then the person who's, like, dead is, like, on the floor.
Mm. And wait, then, that's so cool.
Yeah, and then, like, at that point, everybody, like, sits in a circle, and you have to, like, write, like, who you think it is and why, and then you, like, give it to the host, and then the host, like, reads it, and everyone goes around and, like, says, like, why they chose that person. And then you have a card that literally says, like, when you're supposed to talk and, like, what you say or, like, whether, why, like, proving why you're guilty or not. Yeah, so, like, and then the last person was obviously the person that was guilty, but it was literally Sydney Wade, and I was like, dude.
Because I didn't. You guess?
No. Because she didn't talk, like, the whole time. And I was like, okay, she's just not, like, important to my character. But there was this whole other, like, plot line going on
about
like this like sex tape that was leaked or something, and I'm over here like having an affair with the opposite mob boss, like, all of this. So, but the names were really funny, too. Like, Hattie Berry, and then, like, there was Hal Capone, and then I was Mona Crawfish.
That's funny.
So, yeah, but, oh, my God, it was so much fun.
So, no, you were saying, like, it would be so fun if our family did it.
Yeah.
But everybody would have to, like, fully participate.
Yeah. And it's, like, a lot. Like, it's a lot of reading. It's a lot. Like, there's a lot that goes into it.
Right.
Do
you know how much she paid for it?
I think it was, like, a little over, maybe, I don't know. I would guess probably, like, $150, $200.
Okay. It just sounds so cool and so fun.
Yeah. Like, so much fun. And then there was, like, this... Everyone got, like, a Polaroid picture when they walked in. There was, like, this board that was, like, whodunit, and she, like, put the pictures in it, and it was cute. She just, like, added little things, but...
Yeah. Well, it was for her birthday, right?
Yeah. Like, she had, like, little high boys with, like, taper candles, and, like, it was called the Greatest Gatsby, like, something. I don't know, but, yeah, it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
No, I'm trying to think, like, can we make it, like, somebody's something... But, like, the only upcoming birthday, Mark. We have Mark, yeah.
I mean, we can see if people would be into it, and we can do it on Christmas, but, like...
Right.
I mean, I think, like, we could probably do it. I think that if we do it after the cocktail competition...
Yeah, so if you've joined us recently, and, like, not 365 days ago, our family does a cocktail making competition...
Yeah.
On Christmas... Or when we celebrate Christmas, which is actually, or we're not celebrating on Christmas this year. We just, at this point, have so many different families to consider now that, like, so many people have plus ones and it's just so complicated. That mom basically was like, I don't want to fight with anybody, so we're going to celebrate Christmas early. So.
Oh, the Grand Gatsby.
Oh, the Grand Gatsby. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. That would be super fun.
Yeah. I mean...
And I know that you were talking about, like, the host doesn't really get to participate, but whoever is the host also could maybe, like, be in charge of Lila until she goes to bed. Well, or we just wait till she goes to bed. How many hours did it take you?
Well, if I've done it, like, I guess you could be the host,
yeah.
No one can really focus on anything else. Like, we would have to wait for her
till she goes to bed.
It just depends on how fast you move. Like,
okay.
You can, like, time it. You can, like, give people, like, hey, like, you have 15 minutes to do all of
before
these things.
Before round two, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like, different murder mysteries are different.
Take different,
like,
yeah. That's yeah. True.
And, like,
yeah.
Our, just, like, the process is different. But, yeah.
Okay. We'll think about it. But it sounded so cool.
Yeah. The rest of my Halloween, though, like, that weekend was just, like, okay.
Yeah. And then actual Halloween, we hung out with our friend who has, like, an actual porch and handed out candy. And so Lila got to, like, see all the kids in their costumes, and she thought that was so fun. Did you see on Instagram, we were just watching Frozen, this is ironic, Josh Gad dressed up as Abby Lee Miller for Halloween.
That's amazing.
It was hilarious.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God, it was so funny. And then we had a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. Which was so fun. So many babies. So many little things. Little apple, yes. Little cow, little doggy. Like,
yeah.
It was just so cute. It was so cute.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Like, I like this apartment, but I am excited to host in our new place,
yeah.
Which is now official.
It's official!
I mean, I guess it's not official because we still have to get officially approved for the mortgage. But, like, we came to terms with the sellers, which was taking forever. Speaking of Mark's birthday, that's our close date. It's Mark's birthday. Which is crazy.
That's crazy. That's, like, not that far away.
I know. But we're not moving right away because there's work to be done in the place.
Oh, yeah.
We probably aren't moving till, like, mid to late January because there's work to be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Exciting.
I can't believe it. Owning a house, I feel like, is like everybody has that dream. I didn't really care. I was like, I could rent forever. I like just calling the super when I need something. Like, I don't really care.
Right.
Sam has always been like, I want to own a house. Like, true millennial fashion. But I will say, I'm excited. I'm not excited to have to, like, call a plumber when the toilet breaks as opposed to, like, calling the super. But I am excited to live in a place that feels permanent.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't feel temporary. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is going to feel really nice.
Yeah. So. No, totally.
Oh, one more thing related to Halloween is a pet peeve that I had. And maybe this is a generational issue. Maybe I become more annoyed with this as I've gotten older. Mm-hmm. Please do not RSVP for a party and then just not show up. And not say anything. Not even acknowledge.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's shitty.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we're in our 30s. Like, if you say that you're coming to a party, it's one... Like, I also get annoyed when people bail the day of. Like, for Lila's birthday, we had, like, 3 people text the morning of and say they weren't coming. And, like, that's annoying, but, like, fine. That's, like, it at least they said something. Mm-hmm. There was somebody who RSVP'd to our Halloween party that just, like, didn't show up and never said anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's crappy. I don't know if that's something that happens with your friends.
Yeah. I mean, with any party, I feel like that happens.
That they don't say anything? They just, like, don't show up?
I mean, it depends. Like, if it was, like, our holiday party, like, fuck no. Like, I would be pissed because it's, like, you have a place setting.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me? I mean, when we had a Halloween party, we also didn't, like, do an RSVP type thing. But, like, if it, like...
Because yours was more of a pregame and it was, like, a BYOB pregame.
But, like, for my birthday that I did at mom's house that one time, like, that would have felt really shitty. Like, if you, like, had said, like, hey, I'm coming, but then don't show up. And that happens to me on my birthday pretty much every year.
So. And I mean, like, I know when I'm hosting a party, I'm always gonna have extra, like, food and alcohol at the end of it. Like, that is just, mm-hmm. like, I would rather have extra than run out.
Yeah.
Ironically, the only thing I think that ran out were your pigs in a blanket.
Because they were good. So funny. I mean, it was what? Like, Pillsbury Crescent Rolls and Oscar Mayer hot dogs. You really can't go wrong.
It's just so funny.
So.
Because I don't think anything else ran out. But, yeah,
they also, like, probably, like, they just had, like, the most substance, too. Like, they had protein. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it was, like...
And, like, cheese or queso.
Yeah.
Queso with protein. There was sausage in there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got so sick that night. Because then after I, like, went to dinner and we ate so much food, like, so much food. We literally got, like, a $300 steak, like...
Between how many of you?
9...
Wow.
Yeah. It's a pricey dinner.
That is a pricey dinner.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was amazing, so.
Where was that?
It was called Bracero. Yeah. But speaking of birthdays.
Oh my God, where are you going with this?
I already think I know what I'm going to do for my birthday next year.
Okay, well, you said this like a month or two ago on the pod, so let's see if it's the same thing that you said.
What did I say?
I don't know. What are you going to say now?
I was going to talk about... Oh, I was going to do it at mom's again?
No, you were going to get, like, a tarot card or, like, a fortune teller.
Oh.
Nope. Really? Okay. That's what you said.
Well, yeah. That's kind of cool, though.
What were you going to say now?
Well, I was thinking, like, I do have to give credit to Sydney Wade on this idea. But, like, getting, like, a group of gals and getting a party bus and, like, just going to, like, a winery or something in... Like,
Michigan
or wherever, and just doing, like, wine tastings all day, and, like, we just, like, listen to music and get drunk on the party bus on the way there, and then drink wine all day, like...
That's a great idea.
You know?
People in New York, that's really common to, like, do that and go out to Long Island and, like, do that for a day.
I, like, feel like that would be, like, really fun.
Yeah, it would be really fun.
So, like a Sunday or, like a Saturday, but,
What day of the week is your birthday next year?
It's probably... I think it's a Thursday. Mm. Well, if it's a Friday, because is it a leap year?
This year is a leap year, so you already left.
Oh, I already left. Yeah, no, so it's a Thursday.
Okay.
So I would do it, like, probably the 24th. Okay. Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. 24, like, the Taylor Swift song, like, August 24th slipped away like a bottle of wine. See, it's too many words.
That is definitely too many words.
That's what I said to this anyway, but it was a cute idea. But again,
I'm sure
it's
you'll
like
come up with some cute design or something, Miss Design Queen. Mm-hmm. Your latest design was Lindsay's bachelorette party.
Oh my God.
We officially have a house tour.
I know. Let's get nasty.
Oh my god. That's not what it says. It says Lindsay's last rodeo.
Let's go, girls. Yeah, guys. I really kind of popped off with this invite. I can't lie.
We can pop up a photo.
But, like, take the dates off.
I mean, does it matter? Like, we're going to be in Nashville those dates. Like, is someone going to stalk us in Nashville? It's not like I'm putting the address of the house on it.
I really killed it with that.
It's cute. It's really cute.
Saddle up and join us for Lindsay's last rodeo. Yeehaw, motherfuckers.
Okay, please don't do that.
And we've already started.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's a lot of outfit.
It's only three outfits.
I'm excited, though. I'm excited to celebrate Lindsay. I feel like Lindsay is one of those people who is so, like, caring and giving to other people and so, like, doesn't get, like, she needs to be the center of attention and, like, deserve that.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm excited.
Very, very excited.
Okay, that's it. That's all I have. I just kind of flowed into all the things.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like one of the things that we probably missed last week is, like, talking about Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. But...
the Halloween episode, yes.
Yeah, I think overall we said the Halloween episode was great. I think the scores are still crazy. I think Carrie Ann was super hammered, but other than that, I don't really...
Yeah, Carrie Ann was super hammered. The scores were kind of all over the place. The dance-offs are stupid unless they're doing the same choreo. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was dumb. But clearly the audience... showed up and had a big say because Jen had good scores and won her dance off and still went home.
And from the looks of social media, it looks like
she got herself a boyfriend out of the deal.
It looks like Sasha and Jen are pretty much officially together. So they haven't like said it, but
they've implied it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is so cute. I think I also said that at that point, like, once we hit those seven, I felt like it could be anybody. Like, there's definitely clearly some front runners and clearly some people who are better dancers, but when you factor in the audience support, like, it's...
I feel like at this point, it's... And I think we put, like, not, like, literal bets, but, like, bets and not who we think are gonna win. I, like, genuinely think Jenny and Joey are gonna win because they have the popular vote, they have the judges' votes, mm-hmm. and... they're clearly a fan favorite because, like, they're just really entertaining to watch. I could totally see them taking it to the end.
I think, like, as good as Chandler is, she's obviously the best dancer. The audience doesn't care. I'm sorry. Like, I saw so many, like, things last week after the episode that was, like, if I watch this whole season and Chandler wins it, like, I'm going to quit. You know, because she was the best from day one, so it's, like, not as fun.
Yeah. And, like, yeah. I agree.
So it'll be, but I think like Joey is a great dancer, mm-hmm. and so we have three episodes left.
Danny and Joey were like against each other in the finals.
I won't be surprised.
That would be so cool. That would be so much fun.
But there's six couples left. There's three episodes left. That's it.
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. We're having a little party for the finale.
Dancing with the Stars, season 33, finale.
We're going to make... I came up with a cute name of Mirror Ball Martinis. I have no idea what they're going to entail.
Yeah.
But we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Mom had a little panic attack the other day thinking that the party was, like, she got home on Sunday and the party was that Tuesday. And she was like, I'm only going to have one day to, like, clean my house. And I was like, no, Mom, you have a whole week.
But, like... God, she's such a clean freak sometimes.
Mom is a clean freak when it comes to other people seeing her house.
Yeah.
Like, on a regular basis, for herself, she's not. But for somebody is coming, like, one time, I, like, invited Brooke over, like, without telling Mom. Or, like, I told her, like, the day, morning of. And she was like, my house is not guest ready. And I'm like, Mom, Brooke, just, she doesn't count. Like, that's, Brooke's my best friend. She's like... she like can just come. Yeah, I'm like, it's she's just another sibling. Like, she's coming over. And Mom was like, no, my house isn't ready.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be fun.
No, I don't want to. I was going to talk about the other thing about Mom that was in last week's episode that no one knows.
No, I think we could go there. intro better.
Like, okay, I just want to hear everyone's opinion on this. So if you've watched this far, listened to this far, comment on our Instagram, like, whatever, what your, like, all-time TV couple is, like...
So what's ironic is, so we definitely talked about this in the episode that got lost, and so I've had a week, and I still don't know what my answer is. Like, I still don't know who I would...
I watch way too many TV shows. I literally, since we recorded, I've watched an entire show already. So I have another couple that's, like, in the... Like, I can't keep up.
Well, let me say this. I feel like if you're going to pick your all-time TV couple, it's got to be from a show that you, like, have watched again and again. It can't just be something you just watched.
So let's...
Like, I'm not going to freaking pick, like, the... It and... It's Endless. Oh, my God. Not them.
Good. Yikes.
What's it called? What is that show we just watched?
Nobody wants this.
Like, I'm not going to pick... They're cute, and I have... Never related to a character more. I feel like the three main characters are you, me, and Sam. Like, it is literally you, me, and Sam.
Yeah.
But we just started that. I feel like if I'm gonna pick, it's gotta be a show I've watched multiple times.
So anyway, this came up because I was watching an episode of Grey's and, like, Derek was dying. Because Derek dies. Spoiler alert.
This is a 10-year-old spoiler.
I love saying spoiler after
everybody. Yeah, right. Here's the spoiler. Spoiler alert.
All of these people died. Spoiler alert. And she was like, yeah, like, that was, like, the worst. Like, Derek and Meredith are my favorite couple. I go, like, of all time. And she goes, yeah, they're my favorite TV couple. Like, their relationship is just so real. And I'm like... There are literal couples that, like, aren't together anymore in that show that I like better than them. Like, I like them, but, like... Meredith is my least favorite character. Like, if she was not on Grey's Anatomy, I would be okay with it. Like, call it literally, like, Karev's Anatomy at this point. Or, like...
Karev's Anatomy. Okay, so, well, a couple things. She is kind of, like, trying to leave the show. She's not in every episode right now in, like, the current season.
Okay, good. Get the fuck out.
She's still a producer on the show, so very much, like, cares about it, but she's not in every episode. And then we even asked Mom about it again, and she, like, doubled down and was like, no, yes, they are my all-time favorite TV couple.
I love that show so much. It's just sometimes, like, my brain, and I can't stop it, like, goes to the fact that all of this is fake, and I'm just like, that is, like, such a weird thing to film. Like all of that fake blood and fake, like, humans. Yeah.
So the other thing I feel like you can't... It's hard to ship a couple from that show because, like, there's a lot of people that, like, don't stay together.
No. Or they, like, break up and then they're back together and they break up and they're back together.
No.
I'm like, when you asked me last week, I had one answer, and now this week I have another answer. Like, because last week I'm like, oh, like, I just, like, want Jackson and Avery to work. Jackson and April to work so badly, but, like, it's just, like, not realistic. And now I'm like,
I think you originally were like, Callie and Arizona are your favorite.
Oh, they're always gonna be my favorite.
Yeah,
like, they just, I just like them.
Okay,
together.
I mean, I do too, but
like, Penny, like,
oh yeah, no, she fucking killed Derek. Like, no, Penny, no, thank you.
It's not even that, she's just fucking irritating to look at.
Yeah, but see, the thing about Grey's is a lot of them, the characters come and go. So, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, spoiler, Penny doesn't stick around forever. Like, in season 21, there's no Penny.
Good.
So.
Slut.
Yeah. Anyway, I still don't know what the answer is. Because in my, like, all-time, my shows I watch again and again. Actually, you know what, if you had to make me pick? Monica and Chandler. Because I feel like I can only pick from, like, Friends, Gossip Girl, Gilmore Girls, Grey's, and SVU. Like, those are the shows I have watched again and again for years and years and years. If I don't pick a couple from one of those shows, I feel like it's stupid. And I don't... There's nobody else from Friends. None of the Gilmore Girls. Actually, Emily and Richard Gilmore, the grandparents. That's my answer.
I've never seen that show.
Oh my God. And then they, like, renew their vows, and it's so cute, and they're so in love. Yeah, that's my answer. The end.
Yeah. Like, Gossip Girl, like, it'll always be Blair and Chuck for me.
That's true. I could see myself picking Blair and Chuck, too. Love, love, love me some Blair and Chuck.
Like,
it's definitely do I relate not. To
Serena? Yes. Do I hate her as a character? Yes.
It's definitely so, not Dan and Serena.
No. Fuck that.
That's, oh my God. Okay.
That's literally who Mom would say.
Wait. That is I know. From that show, she totally would. So, how many Halloween costumes is too many Halloween costumes? Because I feel like for as long as my child will let me, I will always have a Halloween costume, like, as my family. But what if we had podcast Halloween costumes and we should be Serena and Blair?
Dude, I've been trying to get Sydney Wade to be Blair for, like, since we were literally, like, freshmen. Yeah, no. I mean, I couldn't relate to a character more.
Same.
She's literally, like, yeah. Speaking of TV, because obviously I gotta follow up with that. The show that I watched in the past week.
Okay.
Rivals. Mm-mm. Okay, first of all, this whole, like, Hulu shows being on Disney Plus, like, needs to stop because, like, if I was a parent and, like, my kid accidentally clicked on the show Rivals, which is, like, a very colorful, like, you wouldn't expect it to be super sexual, but it is literally porn.
Well, I...
so, like...
I have a... I think, I haven't set it up yet, but you could have an account that's a kid's account on Disney.
Oh.
So as long as they didn't click on the parent account.
Okay.
I don't know how you keep them. I'm sure there's a setting that I'm gonna have to figure out someday.
Because they're like, go watch Rivals, like, on Disney Plus. And so I'm like, okay. So I go to Disney Plus and I start watching it and I'm like, whoa. Should this be on Disney? And then I'm like, oh, it literally... I clicked on it and then took me to my
back to Hulu, yeah.
Because there's an ad. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's based off of a 1980s, like, book. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a really, like, really big book. But, like, it's about, like, a TV franchise that, like, has, like, these shows and there's, like, I don't know. But
it's sexual.
Yeah, and it's just, like, an age gap romance. So it's, like, that.
Not a fan.
But it's, like, the guy's old. Like, it's just, like, when I say everyone's talking about it, I mean, like, it's probably on my For You page because I watched it. And so that makes me think that everyone's talking about
interesting.
It. But not actually everyone's talking about it. But if you have watched it, I do want it to come back for season two because it was good. I did enjoy it.
I haven't been watching anything, really. But I think I'm ready to start watching Christmas Things.
No.
Yep.
Did we not talk about this last year?
I am definitely one of those people that thinks Christmas starts as soon as Halloween is over.
No, like, I feel like Christmas season has started, yes, because I don't think Christmas is only 25 days, but...
Okay, so then why can't I start watching Christmas movies?
Because Christmas movies aren't good.
Oh, okay, well, that's a different conversation. That whether
what Christmas movie is good?
I have a whole list. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Miracle on 34th Street, the newer one. Elf, The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is both a Halloween and a Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's
did you just shake your head at Elf?
Yeah, that movie's so, so, so overdone. I'm so sick of it.
Okay. The Grinch, old.
Okay.
The Grinch, new.
Well, yeah, The Grinch, obviously.
You love The Grinch. The Grinch, cartoon.
Yes, the Grinch.
There's three Grinches to watch.
The Grinches are all great. Especially the newer cartoon is
it's
really good.
It's so cute. Yeah, when I say new is the new cartoon, and then cartoon is, like, the Dr. Seuss one. Noelle, the Anna Kendrick one. So cutesy. Polar Express. Love Actually. The Holiday. Four Christmases.
Cheesy.
Okay, well, also, talk about relating. I've never related to a movie more than Four Christmases in my life.
Movie's not bad.
Call it two Christmases and two Hanukkahs, but, like, it's my life. Bad Moms Christmas.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Jingle Jangle. You didn't watch that one? It's, like, a musical. It was new, not last year, but the year before last. Oh, it's cute. Spirited.
That movie was weird.
If by weird you mean awesome. Okay, and then I had two new ones on my list last year that I didn't watch. Best Christmas Ever. It says new Netflix on my thing. And Candy Cane Lane, new Amazon. but I didn't watch them.
Yeah. It's, like, hard because I, like, love Christmas, but, like, Christmas stuff, like, sometimes I'm discouraged about.
Yeah, you are.
I love the vibes of Christmas, but, like.
So you're telling me we're not going to watch Christmas movies next weekend?
No.
So Allie and I are having a slumber party next weekend with Lila.
Slumber weekend.
Mom and Mark are gone, and Sam is gone. So Lila and I are going to go stay at Mom's with Allie. And the cat. We'll keep the cat company. So, we need a show to binge.
Yeah. And, like, trying to find a show that I haven't seen is going to be really difficult. Okay,
so let's... So, here, that's... I also have a list of shows that I want to watch. So, let's see if any of these...
I feel like our taste is opposite.
It's not. Which is weird, because we have some shows we both absolutely love, like Gossip Girl.
Yeah, but they don't make shows like that anymore.
That's true.
Also... Okay. They just put Gossip Girl back on Netflix. As of last week.
It was on HBO.
I know, but some people don't have HBO.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the show Happy Endings? It's actually set in Chicago.
No.
Which makes me want to watch it. Forget who gets to keep the ring when a couple splits. The real question is who gets to keep the friends? Alex and Dave's wedding was supposed to be the happiest day of their lives for them and their longtime friends until Alex leaves the groom-to-be Dave at the altar. The breakup, in the words of one pal, is a huge game changer that will complicate everyone's lives and make everyone question their own choices.
No, this is like a sitcom.
Okay, but it's set in Chicago.
I don't care.
Okay. So there's that new High Potential show that we keep seeing ads for, but it's not going to be over by then. So
yeah, I also heard it's like not that good.
Oh. Lindsay said she liked it.
Yeah, Lindsay said she liked it, but she was like, it's just like any other like... Mm.
What's Palm Royale? Did you tell me to add that to my list?
Oh my god. Yeah, I actually never finished it.
Okay. There's only 10 episodes though, so it's not a lot of a binge there. I still haven't watched I Think You Can Dance. I still haven't watched Ted Lasso. I still haven't watched Sex Lives with College Girls. What is Presumed Innocent? Did you also tell me to add that?
No, I don't know what that is.
Well, that looks like a murder. That looks like true crime. That looks like not a thing for me, thanks.
Agent Gyllenhaal. Yeah, it's in Chicago. It's probably where you put it.
Yeah, I did add a bunch of and then I have like all the Chicago shows. And then 9-1-1. Did you tell me to add that?
Yeah, you know, I haven't watched that in so long that I would maybe like start it again.
From the
like,
beginning? There's 110 episodes, according to
9-1-1 also has like families. Like it has like 9-1-1 Lodestar, 9-1-1 like...
Yikes.
Yeah, no. And the reason, yeah, that show, like, has, like drama within the characters, too.
What's the guy from Parenthood? Okay, well, there's an option.
Yeah.
But also, well, this episode goes out the day, like, our slumber party kind of starts. So I would ask people to comment, but by the time we, like, get comments, we will have hopefully picked something.
Yeah.
But one thing you can comment. So we've received one. Allie reached out to a bunch of alcohol companies, seeing if anybody wanted to send us stuff for us to try and promote on here. And one company sent us stuff. And so we'll probably do that next week, which will be so fun. But if you have any companies that you, I think we've asked this question before, because even if they won't send us stuff, like we'll add it to our list to try. So if there is an alcohol brand, a seltzer, a whatever that you've been wanting to try, but you don't want to spend the money to try, let us know.
Yeah. I bought things from the Sephora sale already.
Of course you did. We talked about that last year during the sale. Would you like to share with us?
Well, I got everything in person because I went yesterday.
Fun.
And I got the new Glossier perfume. They came out with a new scent.
You were just saying that you didn't know what to ask for Christmas. Couldn't that have been a good Christmas thing?
No, because it probably would have been sold out. And then I also got it for 15% off, so.
Yeah, but 15% off, 100% off.
That's true.
Speaking of Christmas, though, I think it's because Mom has been so focused on this trip, and then now she's on this trip, that Mom usually is hounding us at this point for lists. We usually,
that's why I've been working on it, so I can just send it.
When she knows, or usually at this point, she told us who our sibling is, and she's asked for lists at this point.
Yeah.
And it is November, and she is not, but she's also in Iceland, so.
Yeah, we're also celebrating early, so she probably needs to figure that out.
Oh, yeah, also. She's losing 4 whole days.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, what else did you buy?
I bought a Moroccan oil hair set, like just the Moroccan oil like brand. Mm-hmm. Because it's amazing.
It smells so good.
It smells so good. And it comes with literally full sizes of the shampoo, conditioner, leave-in conditioner, and the oil for $70, which is a lot. But like to put in perspective, like one shampoo is like what, like $40, like $30. Yeah. So worth. And then I got a new Laneige, like, sleeping mask lip because that stuff is just so good.
It's so good. Do you remember that? I bought that, like, set of 4 at Marshall's or TJ Maxx. I'm, like, still working through them.
Yeah, no, they take a minute. And I love the little, like, the little, like, wand it gives you. You're like...
The little wand.
You're like, do-do-do-do-do. Then I got the Refi. Do you know that brand?
No.
Refi lip liner and gloss, which I tried on today, which I didn't leave with it because it's like purple. Not like purple, but like
you imagine if you walked in with purple, Lila would have been like,
it's like wine colored, if you will.
You guys, though, I have to say, when Allie shows up, Lila's face just like lights up. Yeah. She gets so excited.
My peanut girl.
She is so excited to see her Auntie Allie.
Yes.
Or Auntie Lala.
Auntie Lala. and the lip liner and gloss that I got separately was like $25 each. I got both of them for like $35, and it says it's no longer available. So that was smart of me. And then, okay, so the one thing I like kind of, I didn't splurge on it, but I wanted to splurge on like the Dior, like, Backstage highlighter palette, which is, like, I didn't need it, so I'm, like, laughing because I'm, like, talking to Sydney Wade, and I'm, like, so instead I went and I got a Sephora brand, like, little circle, like, highlighter, so it went from, like, Dior to Sephora, and it ring up as $14, and I'm, like, I'm sorry, that should be 30% off. So I'm just like laughing because I was gonna spend $70 and now I'm like over here
that spending $14 is too like, much.
Yeah, actually I was so humbled yesterday.
Uh-oh. Oh my god, where's this going?
I went to Abercrombie to make some returns.
Okay.
And instead of giving the cashier my receipt,
oh no.
I gave her my grocery list. And I was just like my ass is having such a care, and I'm like, what? she's like, lasagna soup? And I'm like, oh fuck. So I was really humbled. Also, I've said I love Abercrombie, but like two out of like the 4 things I ordered came literally damaged. So that was really unfortunate. And the Abercrombie like near us just has fucking nothing. It's like a showroom. So like I had to reorder everything. So anyways, that was annoying.
I don't even know where there is an Abercrombie.
Southport. But it's like super small.
Is that Hawaii also just Sephora? The one on Southport?
Yeah, because I was like, I have time, I want to make these returns, and I'm like sitting there putting my cart together. I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna go in person because then I can actually smell the perfume and be like, justify me getting it instead of just like buying it. Do we want to tell our friends that I know we like kind of touched on it last
the episode that got lost,
but like that we're kind of under construction, we have some new things coming.
I can't remember if it was the episode that got lost or the one before that. I think it was one that the before that where we said that we kind of sat down and chatted about some things that we want to change, and that our plan right now is to keep chugging with the way things are until we hit 50, which is so soon and exciting, and then we're gonna change some things and switch some stuff up. And so to kind of Ignite that. We took some photos over the weekend.
We did. We took some photos.
So if you've been here for a minute, Allie's been trying to convince me to do like professional photo shoot for the pod for a long time. And I have been telling her like, we do not need to pay for that. Like, we have good devices. We have good sense, branding, posing, whatever. Like, we can do this on our own. Was I right?
Yeah. I mean, I would still eventually like professional photos, but...
So,
because with professional photos, you can work with everything. Like, work with every photo. And the professional also edits them.
Okay, we can edit photos. And yeah, what do you mean work with every photo? We just happen to have all the ones that are a mess because she sent every single photo as opposed to... The professional wouldn't have sent one with our eyes closed or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that different. So basically what we did...
The photos are great.
Yeah, they're amazing. Lindsay took our photos and... I didn't realize she was rolling in with an actual camera.
Like, I'm over here, like, shit, like, I'm going to bring my digital so I have, like, other options. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought we were going to do it on our phones. Mm-hmm. And then Lindsay rolls in with an actual camera.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then we had planned two outfits. We were going to do a casual, like, basically what we're wearing right now, what we wear on a regular basis when we record, sitting in the chairs. And we did a bunch of photos here at home. And then we put on, like, cuter outfits and went and took a bunch outside.
Yeah.
And it was, like, overcast and...
Yeah. But basically, yeah, we're going through a little bit of a rebranding. And so we're going to take a little break.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, like, on the episode right before the break.
I feel like it's okay to bring it up now.
Okay. Well, we're going to get through 50.
Yeah.
The only reason we took a week off was because of technology issues. That wasn't the plan.
Yeah,
right. But we're gonna have this episode plus two more on time.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna take a little break for the holidays and a rebrand. Holidays,
yeah. And then, you know, we'll come back 2025,
mm-hmm.
refresh. Well, we have a lot of things that we were talking about long term, but we also have a lot of things that we've been working on for the short term, and just so. We're just so excited to just, like, change things up a little bit. Shake things up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, in general, I feel like the groove of the switch we made last year to the weekly recording and the lack of topics has been absolutely amazing. Like,
yeah.
That was definitely the move.
Yeah. And I feel like you guys have also enjoyed, like,
yeah.
just, like, more, like, transparency and, like, candid stories and just, like, fun stuff that we can just kind of talk about weekly.
And in pretty much real time, like a week delayed.
Right. So yeah, we're really excited.
Yay. Allie is like desperate to roll out sneak peeks.
No, I don't want to roll out sneak peeks. The only sneak peek that would be us giving anything is, like I mentioned, I think 2 weeks ago, we have a TikTok now. Mm-hmm. So, Sisters Like Us, it's, like, all it is. The title, the title of the TikTok is Sisters Like Us podcast, but the at is just Sisters Like Us. The profile picture is one of our new photos.
Okay.
So, there's your sneak peek. we're going to start posting there. Probably.
Oh, yeah. We're going to record
a TikTok today. So I want to post that today. And we might, like, just, like, slowly start rolling them to get some views and get some followers. And then, like, obviously, like, rebrand. We have some TikToks lined up for that, too. So.
All right. If you have watched or listened all the way to the end. I am not chugging this. I did not. There's still a good chunk in there. Comment below with a house emoji. For my new house that
new
I'm getting. Also, we're staying in Chicago.
Or a construction emoji.
Or a construction emoji, since we're under construction. We are staying in Chicago. I don't know if I mentioned that or, like, made that clear. We are city committing, city living. We're
just
not
over
the
yonder. Are we wearing the same socks?
We kind of look like we're wearing the same socks. Okay. Comment. And we got lots more comments on the episode where I said comment with emoji, so...
Some people commented 11, though, and I was like, guys, it's lime.
Don't judge people's emoji choices. Okay.
Sorry.
And thumbs up, subscribe, 5 stars, all the things. See you next week.
Bye.
Whoa. I'm going to wait for you to put your lip gloss on there. Okay.
Okay, wait, let me just pretend I didn't say any of that.
Okay. Do not say that.